This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning has intensified for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed an election rally at the sports stadium in Doda. He accused the opposition parties of nepotism and said Jammu and Kashmir is now writing a new story of development. Meanwhile, the election campaign has also picked up pace for the single phase assembly poll in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Prime Minister Modi launched the BJP's election campaign in the state today. He held an election rally at theme park of Kurukshetra this evening. The Kurukshetra parliamentary seat consists of 9 assembly constituencies, which include Ladwa, Thanesar, Pehowa and Kethal. Haryana Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini is contesting the election from Ladwa seat as a BJP candidate, against whom the Congress has fielded Mewa Singh, while Aam Aadmi Party has given the ticket to Joga Singh. In the coming days, star campaigners of the Congress, Aam Aadmi Party, INLD, JJP and others will also hit the ground to woo the voters during the assembly elections. Counting of votes for the assembly polls in Haryana and Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge today appointed 3 senior leaders of the party as AICC senior observers for the upcoming assembly elections in Haryana. They are Ashok Gehlot, Ajay Makan and Pratap Singh Bajwa. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the Hindi language has played an unprecedented role in uniting the country. He said there is no competition between Hindi and other languages. Addressing the inaugural session of the official language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all the languages. He added that the national education policy has laid special emphasis on providing education in the mother tongue to children. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today highlighted the contributions of the Parsi community across various fields, including science, industry, law and sports. Delivering the keynote address at a session on Parsi heritage in Mumbai, Mr. Rijiju said the community faces the significant challenge of a declining population. To address this issue, the Geo-Parsi scheme is being implemented to boost the Parsi population in the country. Meanwhile, speaking to the media, Mr. Rijiju said no one should spread falsified information or create a false narrative regarding the Waqf Amendment Bill. He emphasized that a joint parliamentary committee has been established to review the bill and concerned individuals can present their views to the committee. In Andhra Pradesh, Union Minister of Civil Aviation K. Ram Mohan Naidu today inaugurated projects at Vijayawada's Gannavaram Airport aimed at enhancing the region's aviation infrastructure. The minister inaugurated the new approach road to Vijayawada Airport, which is expected to significantly improve accessibility for travellers. Mr. Naidu also launched a new Indigo flight service between Vijayawada and New Delhi, enhancing the state's air connectivity with the national capital. Speaking on the occasion, the Union Minister emphasised the importance of modern infrastructure in supporting the airport's growing passenger traffic and regional development. Commerce and Industry Ministry has said the government is adopting bulk sales strategies to ensure availability of onions to consumers at affordable price. The ministry said the government is working closely with the state governments to ensure a targeted and steady supply of onion based on evolving supply-demand conditions and price trends. Onam, the harvest festival of Kerala, is in full swing across the UAE. Today is Uttaradam, the first day of celebrations, with Malayalis preparing for the main event Thiruvonam tomorrow. With a large Keralite community there, Onam has become one of the UAE's most eagerly awaited cultural events, showcasing the country's rich multiculturalism. Across the UAE, shopping centres and community spaces are adorned with vibrant pookalams, intricate flower carpets that are a hallmark of Onam. And with that, we end this news bulletin.